A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, September 9th, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the manifesto that was launched by former Vice President Joyce Mujuru.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15460 kHz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
In my own view, Mujuru has been silent for a very long time, and there's been a long speculation of a next political move. And I think coming out with this manifesto is a good thing, because there is no more speculation on what she's going to do. But my main issue with her manifesto is that she's talking about a lot of loopholes within Mugabe's policies. Now, why didn't she speak about these issues when she was in power? I think it's just sour grapes and it doesn't hold water for me.
Ndinofunga kuti ndatora mai muchibhu rakanaka chaizvo. Rinobetserawo pane ramangwana revana veZimbabwe. Asi pane zvinhu zvinogona kuita mibvunzo. Chekutanga ndechekuti mai muchibhu akambotora nguva yakareba akanyarara. Vanhu vasikazive kuti zvirikufamba sei. Tunaita kuti vanhu vagone kudauta kuti zveshuwa vapinda nepolitics.
Ikadive neblueprint nenyaya yokuti tinosunungura vantu vekwazi kuti siyenzani uino kuenzakalayo siyangaphi uyenzele ukuthi khona manqabe ezazilandele babe bekwazi ukuthi indlela yedukile.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the manifesto launched by former Vice President Joyce Mujuru.
Mrs. Mujuru released a political manifesto on Monday, signaling her possible intention to launch a new political party to challenge President Robert Mugabe in 2018. The former Vice President published the two-page leaflet titled Blueprint to Unlock Investment and Leverage for Development or Build.
The statement outlines plans to revive Zimbabwe's ailing economy and strengthen democratic rights. The manifesto also addresses Zimbabwe's contentious land and indigenization policies.
What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077.
Yeah, kunjalo void. Gibbs, nasi tila utitinzgue kubwa kubwa terere wedu kutivano tukudi ne gwaro rakaparu kwa hiru na amai mjurune musuwe muvuro vachitaura iwo ne javano ti vano la kuita ndo kunge va sarudzo kutivanga wachitunga mira nyika. Asi, nyaya iri kutaura wanea kawanda ndiri kuti vacha umbari ni bato ravo matongerwe nyika nekuti pari zvino richingori gungano rine vamwe vakaita savana Rugare Gumbo vanotaurira chikwata ichochi kana kuti musangano iyoyo vamwe vakaita savana Didmas Mutasa vamwe vari muchikwata ichochi vanozikanwa asi hapana bato ratiraumbwa asi vakaparura iro gwaro irori. Tida kunzwa kwamuri vateereri kuti munoti kudi negwaro rakaparurwa irori naamai Mujuru rinotaura nyaya dzekodzero dzevanhu vanotiwo vanoda kuvandudza zvirongwa kana kuti mitemo yakaita sei kuendesa upfumi kuvatema vachitivo zviri kuitwa iko zvino nehurumende iri kutonga yeZANU-PF zvinenge zviri kuti netsei. Vari kutaurawo zvakare nyaya yeminda kuti panoda kugoverwa minda zvakafanira. Minda ichiwanikwa nemwana wese wemuZimbabwe pasina kuti wabuda mumba maani. Vachitaurawo kuti vada kuvandudzwa mitemo yesarudzo nemimwe mitemo yakaita sana posa yePublic Order and Security Act. Gibbs.
Yebombe zvurukandava lingalichora njani lapho likhona kona ngapho thina hayi ngapha siyaphila sisibili okwamagama. Udaba lamhlanje esixoxa ngalo lapho ku Live Talk sikhangela lokhu ugwalo ulwethulweke ngonkosikazi Joyce Mujuru yena owaxotshwa kuZANU-PF ecatshangwa ngelokuthi wayefuna-ke ukugenqula upresident uRobert Mugabe. Ye ugwalo lwakhe lolu lulesihloko esithi Blueprint to Unlock Investment and Leverage for Development, abanye sebebiza nje nge-shortcut ukuthi i-build. So-ke ugwalo lolu khanya kuningi okumumetheyo khonapho kunye ngokuthi kambe ilizwe lingalungiswa njani umnotho wangkhona. Uyatsho ukuthi kule nhlelo ezinjengeze-indigenization uthi hayi phela kumele kulungiswe lokho ngoba umuntu nxa ebuye elizweni kumele azwe ngazani uyakhudumala laye ukwenza ukuthi avule amafektali, hayi khona ukuthi athathelwe amafektali akhe kumbe lokho kuthiwa ngama-shares. Ye kubuye njalo-ke uyakhuluma ngomhlabathi, siyakwazi ukuthi umhlabathi eZimbabwe uqakathekile kakhulu njalo lokho kuhlupha ukuthi pho kuzathwani nxa kuthi bona sebengenile. So-ke uthi umuntu wonke weZimbabwe ulelungelo lokuthi athathe umhlabathi kodwa uthathe ngonanzelelo njalo ehloniphe ilungelo labanye abantu. Uphinde njalo wakhuluma nje ngeze-freedom khonokho-ke esikuthi yikukhululeka ukuthi kambe bona bakhululeke kanganani lo Zulu ukhululeke kanganani. Kodwa-ke ebhilesa kubona futhi lapha Blessing ukhulume ngokuthi-ke abantu abahlala ku-diaspora balelungelo lokuthi bavote. So uthe ya ilungelo lelo liyafunakala kakhulu, siyakwazi ukuthi abantu abahlala ku-diaspora abaningi bayakufisa khonokho. So Zulu kadaba ngenani kuhlelo nasi nombolo 001-202-619-2077 lifone kanye cellphone lakhona ngapho. Kunjalo ke
of course Gibbs, it was Napoleon Bonaparte who said never interrupt your enemy when he is making a mistake. But it appears the politicians in Zimbabwe did not get a memo because you know, once this manifesto was released, the ruling ZANU-PF was on the attack. For example, there is Xavier Kasukwere, who is the party's political commissar, and he said he said this, and I quote, "Mujuru was a nobody and a vision lacked depth," while Moyo, Jonathan Moyo, of course, the high-end higher education minister and also a ZANU-PF Politburo member and former information minister said it was stolen from the MDC's failed manifesto. Very interesting, Gibbs. I think...
let's see. Do we have a guest right now?
I think
I think we've got Mr. Tumi Senda.
Tumi Senda, yes. Mr. Senda is the spokesperson for Freedom Justice Coalition Zimbabwe. Mr. Senda?
Hello, sir. Good evening.
Good evening. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Thank you very much for inviting me.
Thank you so much. Of course, Mr. Senda there is in the UK. First, Mr. Senda, what is your take on this manifesto by former Vice President Joyce Mujuru?
It's an interesting development, no doubt. And but I think it reveals something about Zimbabwean politics, which I think should be more of interest to citizens than just the fact that, you know, Joyce Mujuru has released a manifesto. Because to me, that really does not come as a surprise. So what I mean by that is, I think we have not, as Zimbabwean citizens, yet realized the importance of you know, moving away from politics of individualism. As you've already alluded to, you know, in the past discussions, in the past few days of that manifesto being released, you said yourself that various individuals have been out attacking, you know, one another or each other, as it were. But I think, you know, citizens get distracted by this kind of you know, politics and politicking, and get distracted from the real issues. You know, so the issue for me is what change is actually being offered here, and does this represent change for the citizen? And I would argue firmly that actually it doesn't. You know, for a start, you know, recycling is good for the environment, but recycling bad politics is really not a good thing. And Zimbabwe needs, you know, to use no violent words, you know, Zimbabwe needs new names and new ideas. You know, we keep recycling the same politicians, the same old ideas that clearly have not worked. You know, it's time for now for Zimbabweans to say, okay, how can we really move from this situation of the status quo to a dispensation where Zimbabwean citizens can actually participate in politics? This is what FJCZ are interested in.
Thank you so much, Mr. Senda. Brilliant analysis there. For those of you who are just joining us, this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about former Vice President Joyce Mujuru's manifesto called Build that was launched on Monday. Gibbs.
Just some snippets of the blueprint, blessing. The preamble itself, I think, is very attractive. Eh?
Mm-hmm.
So it says, just in brief, Zimbabwe belongs to all people who call it home, regardless of color, creed, disability, gender, race, or religious background. Together, we can build Zimbabwe into a modern democratic state with a vibrant economy where every citizen is responsible for peace, freedom, democracy, and can prosper. Then Section E of this kind of manifesto, it reads, we are national Democrats guided by values of the liberation struggle of self-determination, self-dignity, self-pride, expressed through the adoption of market-driven policies under a constitutional democracy. So, Mr. Sender, I think, you know, this issue of these people being national Democrats and being driven by some values of the liberation struggle, do you see any benefit for Zimbabweans in that respect, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's like you said yourself, you know, it does make good reading, doesn't it? You know, it's with all due respect, it's rhetoric. You know, we've heard this rhetoric before. The reason why Zimbabwe is in trouble today is not that Zimbabwe has not had good policies. I mean, if you go on the ZANU-PF website today, you'll be amazed at how good the policies are and actually how good they sound when you look at them. But then the issue has always been in implementation. So there's no genuine commitment by our leadership, you know, to implement some of these things which sound really nice and look nice on paper. And similarly, I think this document, you know, I've gone through it. You know, they use words like build, peace, and all this. But then it makes a stark contradiction to the reality when you consider that, you know, the people who are leading this so-called new movement are themselves have been at the helm of Zimbabwe in the last 3 to 4 decades. And I mean, in that time, we've seen violence used against citizens. We've seen citizens being disenfranchised if they don't support the status quo. And so, therefore, what I would have really wanted to see as an opening statement in that manifesto is the word sorry, you know, to acknowledge that, you know what, we've let you down. And this is what we are going to do now to reverse some of the destruction that we've caused over the past 4 decades. Mm-hmm. So I would say, really, I mean, you know, let's not be seduced by words. Let's look at the actions and, you know, what actions can we, you know, glean from what they have proven. Their track record is there. It speaks for itself.
But she did apologize, Mr. Sender, to be fair to her.
Well, I mean, this is my point, isn't it? I mean, there's been a lot of to-ing and fro-ing and back and forthing in terms of, you know, these what I would call individualistic fights, which is why I'm saying, you know, in terms of conversation, I'm not so interested in being bogged down with, you know, if you like, personal attacks and conversation that narrows down to individual conflicts. You know, so people can say sorry, that's fine. But what I'm really asking for is let's open up the political arena so that there's a realization that actually politics is not for political classes only. Politics is for citizens. It is best politics should encourage citizen participation. So this is what has been lacking in our politics. So therefore, if you look at, for example, what we've been proposing as Freedom Justice Coalition in Zimbabwe, are 3 pillars. One, you know, if you like, a triangle which consists of one part, citizen participation, and the second one being transparency, and then the third one being accountability. And I would argue firmly that without citizen participation, you cannot achieve transparency and accountability. Yet without, you know, accountability or transparency, then you cannot really have, you know, genuine citizen participation. So in a sense, I really like how, you know, the words, the reading of this document, I like how it reads. But what I'm saying is true change is going to come from, you know, meaningful, if you like, meaningful and genuine action, which is going to include citizen participation. Without that, and I have not yet seen any signs that this is where we are heading. You know, Freedom Justice Coalition in Zimbabwe is an example. Is a party which has been formed by the grassroots. You know, it has not been formed by the political classes. It doesn't have these, if you like, celebrity names that can form a party any day and, you know, and count on citizens to follow them out of euphoria. You know, we are going out there and working with the communities, with people who've been at the forefront of fighting some of the Zimbabwean issues that we've been facing in the last 3 decades, when the politicians were away fighting their personal battles. So my argument is, you know, let's move away from this politics of individualism to a politics of true participation for citizens.
Thank you so much. And I think we are being joined by our second guest, Mr. Dewa Mavinga, human rights lawyer. He's based in Johannesburg, South Africa. Mr. Mavinga, good evening.
Good evening, Mr. Zulu. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for joining us. Gibbs.
Mr. Mavinga, I guess you have read that document over and over again, the blueprint, eh?
Yes.
Your take on it, briefly.
Well, I think what is there, which is most significant, is not necessarily the content, but the symbolism that a core group of the original ZANU-PF has come forward and is now presenting itself to the electorate. And this is what we have seen across Africa, that the former liberation movement will not fall unless they split. And now we have had that kind of split, and we now have a nucleus outside of ZANU-PF, on which, in terms of ideology, is drawing from the original ZANU-PF, but is rejecting the current madness in terms of human rights violations that is taking place within ZANU-PF. So it represents a real possibility of unseating ZANU-PF led by President Mugabe. And what it also means is that there is now need for different groups to come together. Let's again go back to the idea of a grand coalition into elections and post-elections, a kind of government of national unity of sorts, something that we saw in 2009. This is what Zimbabwe needs, not a single group or an individualistic leader who takes the country into the mountains or into the sea and everyone follows. What we now need are issues of governance on a broad platform and a broad church that brings people together without any sense of egos or any sense of comparing to say who is bigger than the other, but of saying what does Zimbabwe need today? And each man and each woman must play their part together, collectively. And this People of Faith group has done a good thing. It has come forward, and now it means the politics become more exciting for those that are descending.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mavinga, for those of you who are just joining us. Good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the manifesto that was launched by former Vice President Joyce Mujuru that many are taking to signal her intentions to contest the 2018 presidential election against her mentor, President Robert Mugabe. And of course, to join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077. Gibbs, you have a caller.
Yeah, you know, Mnumzana Lapunkala, what I'm happy with you, getting it classic and not you were sitting here, Mnumzana Usenda. Mnumzana Senda, where Kulumas will have a point, I'm a name. In young Kuna and Kulumas will go to Hala yeah, Ukala Luchulile, Yalum Nandi. Go to Wunan, the Bankona, we are Puman Gunap, Utonga Puma Gunapo, Engle, Awazi. So, Ute Abantu, Kumele would be born with Tibenzi into as a Puma. Iphumelele ingayiphumelele kompana abantu ke babesebe kuyenelisa ukuthi baba bangene kwezombusazwe so ukuthi akumelanga ukukhanya unganogwalo lwethulwe ngumuntu ezenzela okwakhe kumele ugwalo lwethulwe ngumuntu esenzela uZulu ngokutsho kwakhe. Yes, sibone ke isikhulume ke lomnumzana uThoti Nkala. Baba Nkala, ungawutshona njani?
Sithole baba,
sithole kakhulu. Angikuzwa Nkala, phela khuluma phela uthi chacha sizwe mfowethu.
Zakala ukuthi lapha umjuku wayekhona ngale bomgabe.
Mhm.
So laphana wa indawo engayenza indaba yakhona zebe indawo yakho lapha. So bethu ngalo kuyatshintsha ufaka abanye ozathi ndizwe nabe ngcono.
Mhm.
Wa wayekhona lapha beplana bendawo yonye besekela abantu ukulo abanekukura wundo nenzwa wazwe into yasenziwa.
Mhm.
Yabiza thathela amakhilo kuzeni. Paplaza,
So ke sekuthi ngalo tawo ayikele ukungena abanye kwabanye lawo mogeni bazama suni bafuna lethola part ezimbalwa.
So ke kodwa ugwalo lwangkhona ubulubona leli ngala kumbe lapha uyakhuluma nje kawuzange ulubona ugwalo.
Alapho ukubala enewspaper manje anta manje problem ukuthi vele babesirubha bathi bekusebe winile basirubha
bantu. Hayi siyakuzakhulula. Yebo phela hayi siyakuzakhulula ke nomzala ngala khona ngapho lapho khona ungapho khona.
Sephumla south.
Ah ubone ke hayi sibongile kakhulu enkala baba.
Hayi
yeah, so what Ms. Akala is saying is that, you know, he has been hearing a lot about Mrs. Mjuru, but he hasn't seen this document.
Mm-hmm.
But he says, you know, she's among many politicians that have been recycled.
Mm-hmm.
He needs a new face mm-hmm. altogether
mm-hmm.
because he says maybe he doesn't trust Mrs. Mjuru.
Mm-hmm.
So any person that is new may do it, you know.
Mm. Interesting. That's, interesting. Of course, his own opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But some might want to say the more, the merrier.
Mm-hmm.
It's a democracy. After all, everyone is free to contest.
Mm-hmm.
We also have messages on WhatsApp, Gibbs.
Yes.
Let's read some of them.
Mm-hmm.
We have Peter who says, Mujuru, of course, was part of the party which mismanaged the Zimbabwe economy. But she, together with Dr. Morgan Tsvangirai, can form a formidable force to oust Mr. Mugabe's corrupt party and mm-hmm. rebuild Zimbabwe. Jealous writes, that is the fall of the dictator. God instills confusion on people who oppress the people as he did in Jericho in biblical times. Alfred says, my Mjuru should not make noise and disturb our continuing suffering by these useless manifestos. Chris writes, that's what we expected from her. We strongly, strongly support her. Morgan says, now it's ZANU-PF versus ZANU-PF. Ngawabaya Nevega, Changirai, Chitonga, Tanzania, Mubeduwe. Victor says, the ongoing power cuts in Zimbabwe have caused a lot of suffering, especially at Karanda Hospital, where the mortuary is receiving no electricity at all. If it does, just for a few hours, thereby forcing the hospital to just keep a body for a single day. That's a sad development there, Gibbs.
Yeah.
I think we need to follow up on this story.
Mm-hmm.
And then Farai, anoti, regai zvigorovana kumareserva zvega, baba Tsvangirai ku State House. Kikiki. Buckland says, yes, we now have more and more opposition parties in Zimbabwe. That will divide ZANU-PF's vote tremendously by half. About 1 million people who will vote for the opposition,
mm-hmm.
and that is actually good, and that can be a blow to ZANU-PF. That's Buckland did there.
Then on Facebook, I think we've got some more messages.
Yes.
Blessing.
Mm-hmm.
One of the messages from Noel Matiwa, who writes, she is a very big coward.
Mm-hmm.
Then Ndovu Mko Mongameli writes, but these people are not trustworthy. Then we've got another message from Piri, who writes, ngicabanga ukuthi abadala labo bake babeke phansi sibona igazi elija. Yeah, what he's saying here is you know, let new people come onto the stage. So then we've got Rutendo, who writes, I don't trust her at all. She's a coward and likely to go back to the old ways. Then Tadai writes, she has made a very good initiative because we want free political participation, and she knows all the secrets behind this 35-year grip to power by President Mugabe. So let's use her experience to weaken the ruling party. People want change, so let's support her. Who knows? Maybe she's the next president.
Mm-hmm.
Then I've got another message from Wasia, who writes, oh, my goodness, this so-called doctor. That's the message, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then Tamsang Namlilo writes, Mrs. Mjuru is doing things differently, but not awkwardly. A manifesto is not cast in iron. It is just talking points. The important thing is what she is talking about, not how she presented it. This is more of a strategy to reach out widely by generating interest across the political divide. So what we can do, Blessing, is maybe to continue these messages after taking one or two callers.
Tina mkoma Mike, variku Botswana. Magadi mkoma Mike.
Ndiripo magadi.
Tirina, kuri sei Botswana.
Haha, Botswana kuri nana, kuna chatisha iba.
Tuzeo, tipeo. Taurai zvei.
Ndabva ndanyatsofara chaizvo ndikunyatsonzwa mwoyo wangu kuti hai nezvikumusha kunenge wauda kuendeka manje. Nekuti mai mujuru zvaungadai waita manje apo kapo. Kuti tinyatsoziva kuti mai mujuru zvechokwadi iopposition party. Ngavabatane navatsvangirai manje. Then ayo tese tinobva tanyatsono kunovhota chaiko chaiko. Asi ikaita imwe party itsvaka pamwe inogonawo iri papeti yeZANU PF inozotipandukira nguva yemaelections ari kuuya. Saka mai mujuru kana kuti ari chokwadi kuti vakuda kutonga nyika. Wane secret hombe ZANU PF nemadyiro angaitwa maelections ese zvazviitika vanozviziya. Saka ngavachienda manje muMDC obva anonyatsonotaura kana kuti mune rimwe bato riripo wakangofomarawo chete tina zvatinoda kwavari asi wakabatana nevamwe varipo izvinizvi. Nyaya iyo inenge yakanaka nekuti secret iripo nezvawaiita zvese wachibira hativatongi nemhosva dzekutibira nezvi zvakasiyana siyana. Tinoda kuti watisamugwara rakanaka rekuti wachitonga Zimbabwe yeZimbabwe itsva. Saka nyaya iripo ndeyekuti kana riri bato itsva rinotyisa asi kana iri wari kuti wakunobatana nevamwe. Toziva kuti zvechokwadi vabva kuZANU PF nekuti pane nyaya yekushandiswa kamanje apa inozonetsa mangwana. Saka tinoda kuti tizive kuti mai mujuru pawamire nepekuti here vari kunobatana nevamwe kana kuti vari kungotiwo zvavo vada kuita kuti vawaraidze nguva parwiswe tsvangirai. Izvozvo izvo badzi ndo zvatisingakwanisi. Ndafara chaizvo.
Tinotenda mukoma Mike asi hatiti munhu anoba kana nekuti hatisi matare. Nekudaro kana kuri kuchirungu munoti alleged hamuti munhu ari kuba
kutadza kutaura tanyanya kugara mumaforeign countries achaziva matauriro kuvanhu vakuru asiuti hangu aiwa zvese zvakaitika hatinei nazvo ngavabatane nebato riripo.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru. Of course, Mike is a Zimbabwean based in Botswana. He's saying supports what is now happening, that Mrs. Mujuru is joining opposition politics. But he says for her to have any impact, she must actually join hands with Morgan Tsvangirai, the leader of the Movement for Democratic Change. Then, tinemwe mutereri, mukoma Tori makuZimbabwe, makadi?
Ndakanaka, makadi.
Aiwa, tiri nani, muri kupi kuZimbabwe?
Ndiri kuDete.
Kuri sei hako kuDete?
Ya.
Kuri sei?
Hano, kuDete wangu fanana neZimbabwe yese nhamo dzomunyika chete. Ndaida kukontributa pablueprint yamai mujuru. Mai mujuru is ZANU PF. ZANU PF is very good at putting things on paper, but when it comes to implementation, they do the opposite. They will be indicating right when they will be turning left. And in part of the group, you have paid 35 years, vachiona na Zimbabwe vachirohwa, maelections achidiwa, upfumi huchiita so. So kuekspekta kuti vachaunza shanduko nokuda kwekuti vadzinga kuZANU PF tinenge tichizvinyepera vana veZimbabwe. Nyaya iripo ingakurudzira vana veZimbabwe inyaya yekuti kutaura zita rokuti save ndokutaura kuti Zimbabwe ndokutaura kuti economy. Forget about vana mai mujuru, forget about vana rugare gumbo. Vanhu vakakuvadza upfumi hwenyika vari kutsvaga mumvuri wokuti vatenhurirwe vari muzasi mavo nokuti zuva raakupisa muZimbabwe. Saka
pedzai zvei
mai mujuru chaivo chaivo we cannot take seriously hatigoni kuvatora nechokwadi pane zvavari kuisa pablueprint yavo. Yes, zvakanaka manzuro ndiri kuzviita handisandazviverenga handisani ndaiona asi ZANU PF manje manje angaitaura zvezimaasetiyo zvezvayapa 10-point plan and so forth. They are very good at kuisa zvinhu papepa asi implementation ndoisipo. Mwana wenyoka inyoka makanzwa matauriro yavo pavakatanga kubudiswa muZANU PF vachiti vachafa vari ZANU PF. Saka chii tingangofadzwa nemashoko avaisa pabepa kuti mai mujuru vachauya kuzochinja shanduko yezveupfumi kana weupenyu
hwavanhuhatisi vana vadii. Nguva yedu ndo yaita shanja asi tinokutendai zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
No, pakanaka.
Tinotenda. Of course, unfortunately, we are just running out of time. But what Mr. Torima is saying is that, you know, he is fed up with political parties releasing what they are calling manifestos or blueprints. He's more interested in the implementation matrix. So he's saying, unless we see them implementing it, it's the same old song, or you might call it a broken record.
So the blueprints are too blue, eh?
Indeed. Of course, for our radio listeners, unfortunately, it ends here. But the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
Yeah, Baba Zet Nube Ubambe Konapekung and Siapua Wing is Pangi Pangi. Yeah, Ubukubambi, Loving Hazi Lumifon, Konapen Leben, Bambe Void.
And
this
Mr.
is Tim Stube in Washington, D.C.
Mr. Sender.
And Mr. Sender to me, and, hold on there. And Mr. Wafinga too, yes.